my dad was a great guy. He did everything. He was part inventor and baseball coach and softball coach, and you know, he did everything. He was a great guy. And he was just always there for me. He was my rock. And when he needed me, I was a widow and I had a disabled daughter and she lives with me. And I decided to sell my house in Colorado and move back to Kansas to help my dad. And I'm so glad I did, because I wanted to have those years with him. And I had no idea that this pandemic would take him from me in such a horrible way. Because I couldn't even be with him when he died. I was able to talk to him via FaceTime a few times before he lost consciousness, but I could not be with him. And it just devastated me that he had always been there for me and I could not be there with him. And that last year was just so hard because the dementia was caused by normal pressure hydrocephalus, took so much from him, and it made it so hard. And I put him in memory care to keep him safe, and he was not safe. There's definitely anger. I'm still angry at the memory care unit. When I placed him there, they were a COVID-free unit. That's one of the reasons I chose them. And they had, I mean, I wasn't allowed to visit him. I couldn't go inside to see him. I had one outdoor visitation with him. I could not see him in his, I never got to see him in his room there at all because of the really strict visitation. And I respected that because I thought it was helping to keep him safe. But I didn't realize that they weren't testing their employees as they came in and out of the building. And my father was having some physical therapy and stuff like that. And, you know, the contractors that came in and out, well, he went in August, and by November, someone brought it into the building. So he went in August 3rd, and November 16th, he was taken by ambulance to Wesley with COVID. And I'll feel guilty the rest of my life. I shopped around. I visited several locations and chose this one because it was COVID-free, and the staff was wonderful. I thought, you know, they're, and I still think they are. They still call me and check on me, and I don't know what happened, but, you know, once the COVID gets in the building, it's in the building. At first, they only put pneumonia on his death certificate. I said, no, no, no. You will put secondary to COVID-19 on that death certificate. And they did. I absolutely insisted. I understand a lot of death certificates are not putting COVID-19 on there. And I absolutely insisted that that needs to be on there. It needs to be a matter of record. I think it's critical that people know how many people have actually died from this horrible thing.